Live from South Florida, the Brian Mudd Show starts right now. News Radio 610 WIOD.
It is 11:03. Welcome back. Happy Friday to you. Earlier this week, I ended up addressing the murder clear ring. In fact, we ended up talking with Miami's police chief about this as well, as we took a look at the clear rate here, which is a little bit better than the national average. You know, in Miami, it's 60%. And I think the first thing for a lot of people is it's just kind of shocking to hear what the actual rate is. I mean, these are murders, right? It's the most heinous crime there is. We're going to solve these cases, right? Well, once upon a time, we did solve almost all of them. So I illustrated, if you go back to the 60s, the murder clear rate was over 90%. But most recently, all the way down to 54%. Somebody who has some perspective on what's happened and how the most evil doers among us are more commonly getting away with it. Retired Sergeant Betsy Brentner-Smith, spokesperson for the National Police Association. Boy, tell us about this one. It's a tough pill to swallow.
Well, it sure is. I mean, here's the problem. I've worked homicide cases alongside very talented homicide detectives. And the problem is a homicide where you don't immediately know the offender, you know, it's not a caught in the act type of situation, or they don't confess, is extremely time consuming, and it takes a lot of personnel. You know, it's not like on TV where they solve it in a couple of days and it takes two people. It takes a team. And right now, because we have record retirements, we have record resignations, and we can't get new people to come to this profession, most police departments are very shorthanded. And think about this. Who works homicides? The most experienced people in your police department. Those are the people who are leaving. So, yeah, we've got this perfect storm of the last 2.5 years of the vilification of law enforcement, and now we're seeing it affecting the homicide clear rate around the country.
Yeah, it's disturbing for sure. And, you know, on the surface, it almost seems counterintuitive. Here we are in a technological age. We have so many new resources available that didn't exist decades ago. You have cameras that seemingly are everywhere. One might think that would be helpful. And yet we have the lowest murder clear rates, the lowest rate of solving cases we've ever had. I guess a lot of this speaks to what you were just talking about. Is it also a case to where it's a double-edged sword, and the bad guys are utilizing some of this technology, some of these resources to commit some of these crimes in a way that is besting law enforcement?
Well, and also, we just have more homicides. You know, don't forget about that. You know, since the death of George Floyd, homicide continues to skyrocket, and we've got a lot of gang shootings and gang homicides where, you know, no matter what, no one is going to confess. And when no one confesses, believe me, the case that you have to put together appropriately to be able to convict someone in a court of law of homicide, it's extremely complicated. So, and here's the thing too, you have to look at the spate of woke prosecutors in this country. For example, where I come from, Chicago, in Cook County, Illinois, we had a gang-on-gang shooting where they're shooting each other, watching people fall. It looked like a movie, but it's on video. And the prosecutor there, Kim Fox, said, you know what? Mutual combatants, we're not going to charge anybody with anything. That's insane.
That is insane. And, you know, you talk about, you know, the prosecutorial angle of it. How much of this also comes down to the prosecutors not just thinking it's not worth it to pursue cases, in part because of what you're talking about, which is it's really difficult to see this through to the finish line.
Well, yeah, and I think that's something that people don't understand, that, you know, it's not just the police that are working these homicide cases. It's the prosecutors. And again, it's so incredibly complicated. And you know what? We're living, unfortunately, in a society now that seems to have little value for life. And so when someone gets murdered, very often people, depending on the area, just kind of throw up their hands and walk away, or they don't want to get involved. You know, they don't want to talk to the police because they don't want to be the next victim of a homicide. There's that. And you hear people talk about, well, you know, nobody trusts the police, and so they're not talking to the police. No, that's not the issue. You know who doesn't trust the police? Criminals. So, you know, you're not going to have the gangbangers. And remember, when I keep talking about street gangs, there's 32,000 different street gangs active right now in this country. 32,000. You have them in Florida. You know, we have them in here in Arizona, in Illinois. I mean, every state has street gangs. And, you know, that accounts for some of your homicide issues. You know, street crime, random street crime accounts for them. Plus, you have lots of different familial issues, things like that. And we're in a country right now that doesn't seem to care about law and order. And so why would they care about helping the police clear homicides? And then when you don't have enough police officers to work those homicides, and you don't have experienced police officers to become homicide detectives, again, we're in a perfect storm of crisis.
Your experience, how long does somebody need to have on the beat before they're seasoned at a point to where they can be a good homicide investigator?
Well, again, that's changed. But, you know, I would say most homicide detectives will tell you a good 10 to 15 years. I'd say at least, you know, 5 years, depending on where you work. But it's not just time on the street. It's you have to be incredibly detailed. You have to have that great gut instinct, that spidey sense of, you know, understanding when people are not telling you the truth, of being able to game out how this person could have been murdered. Good homicide detectives, quite frankly, I think they're born that way. They become police officers, and then they get into homicide just because they have those talents. And it is a very specific talent to be a homicide detective. Plus, you have to be committed to your community, committed to your agency. And think about this. You see the worst of the worst of the worst. Who wants to do that forever? We have to think about the mental health of these homicide detectives who do decide to do this. So there's a lot to this issue.
Well, thank you very much, as always, for taking the time with us. It is truly appreciated.
Al, thanks so much for having us. We appreciate you guys.
Now you got it. That is retired Police Sergeant Betsy Brentner-Smith, the spokesperson for the National Police Association.